Good evening, River Park High School. My name is Dr. Dre Graham, and I hail from Tallahassee, Florida. Excited to hear your jazz band today. And provide some feedback that hopefully will help you as you continue to improve your musicianship. Look forward to your performance, and here we go. From the start, but here we are. With regard to the rhythm section, with our hi-hat, we can keep it a little bit more tight and crisp. So it really resonates over throughout the course of the ensemble to help with that timing. But the bass is doing a really nice job, playing some really good time. But just that the hi-hat intensity would be great. That can be elevated, but then aside from that, let's talk about some articulations here in the winds. There's not much differentiation between our staccato quarter notes and our eighth note length. We want to make sure that those are written differently because they are different note lengths. So we want to make sure that we're paying attention to that as well. There also needs to be agreement amongst everyone who has that rhythm. When we have the duet between the alto and trumpet in the beginning, we weren't always lining up with and agreeing with exactly which note length style and lengths that we're going to use, and that's kind of bled over as we have the full groups playing as well. So I would take time to really make sure that we are agreeing with the way that we're approaching all of the articulations. The big brass hits and the unison lines sound great. Unison hits sound great. The balance is there. We want to make sure that we're being consistent with our approach to our articulations. Approaching these articulations, because we're having some serious consistency concerns through this. The shaping and the movement of the lines within the back, but as we are going to that next level, it's going to be these little small details, the fine details that will help us to get where we want to go. Alright, so with these forte piano hits here, if you think about them more in terms of decays and the accents, as little mini guitars for those, ding, ding. So I think some shimmer on the front side, and then pull them back will help with making those a little bit more musical and having a more unified approach to that. Nice job, Barry Sachs. Back just a little bit so that we can really hear what's happening here with our trombones. Trombones are playing it, and you can hear the harmonies a little bit, but we want to make sure that they're not being covered as they support the solo. So right here, just kind of that balance, pulling the set player back. We've got the ride cymbal is ringing so that we hear all the different layers. What will also help is to have the trombones elevated and that their bells are pointing up. But right now they're playing into the backs of the saxophones. And so we're losing that entire color from the ensemble. Drowned out by what's happening throughout the rest of the ensemble. Versus it being accent and then there being a decay. So hopefully that makes sense, but overall well done. With the clapping, we gotta make sure that there is an intentionality with it, because it was a couple moments whenever we weren't all quite together. And so really you want to work to try, when everybody is clapping at the beginning, work to keep that as staccato and separated as possible so that we get as clean of a feel for the time on the outside of the audience. Thank you. conga feels. Make sure that those stay in time. We're trying to do so much that we lose the timing with that. Once again, it trembled, we're playing down into the ground. And so just getting something as simple as getting the bell up so that it's facing the audience will give it a better opportunity for the ensemble to be able to react, as the rhythm section to be able to play around that solo. And obviously, don't be, if it's both of our solos, it doesn't seem like you're happy with it, but you can't look like you're unhappy with the way you play. You gotta be unapologetic with your approach to improvising. So let's just talk about soloing for a moment. You have to remember that as soloists, a part of your job is also to make sure that you maintain time. And so as you're playing, it is really important that you keep the pulse while you're soloing as well. Okay, that's impressive, drummer. Drummer lost his stick and was playing this entire section with just one stick. Very well done, sir. So, sorry, back to our soloists. Whenever you're soloing, Your key responsibility is time. In addition to providing melodic material that plays over the harmonic structure that you have under you, just gotta make sure that you're listening to other practitioners of your instrument, taking the time to transcribe their solos, then break those solos down into motifs or different themes, and then take the themes that you like, transpose it into all 12 keys, and then take the time to use those as tools that are in your toolbox. Go through and play them, and then so you can just call upon them whenever they are appropriate, but that'll help to give you a little bit more information to be able to pull from whenever you have opportunities to improvise. Consistencies that then appear larger just because there's so many things you're doing so well. So continue to work on that, unifying those articulations, agreeing on that length. For our soloists, making sure that you're be unapologetic about what you play, regardless of whether or not you're going to have some good or we're going to have some that we're not as happy with. But you can't let that show, because that's all a part of the showmanship, which you can talk to your set player about that showmanship when he lost the stick. And but then kept going. So overall, really, really well done. And it's been a pleasure to hear you all play. Hopefully I get the opportunity to hear you play again in the future.